HKX. I'm back, Ken.
Matt.
Heading out to Matthews now to settle to work.
Did they have breakfast with your son?
No. I gotta go get taxes done today. I gotta drive all the way other side of Charlotte. Met with Eric on the way back, so. A little bit to do today.
Good thing he ain't going into work today because, man, there's a lot of red on each side.
I'm sure he'll be glad to hear that. Plans for the weekend?
I can really think of, and maybe a little bit of yard work on Saturday. I got a few trees I need to trim up, or a little fruit tree. But other than that, not too much that I can think of.
Starting to prepare for retirement.
You know, everybody just you know, trading those in and everything. They cut my out going by about $500 a month, and then cut my car insurance by like $800 a year. So we're working on it.
Like I said, I hope your plan works out for you. You just never know. There's too many variables anymore to know if it's going to work or not.
Poor TFW. Yeah, all you can do is hope for the best.
It's like trying to make a plan now for my retirement. How do you plan that far ahead in the world we live in today?
Definitely, for sure. I'm glad it's at least a little bit closer for me. I mean, he's got... For the headlights, it's got like four little LEDs on each side. I'm assuming that's the headlights, not some kind of running light.
They need to do some limitation on headlights. They're getting carried away or have gotten carried away, maybe have been carried away with how bright they are and the size of them. You can't even see the turn signals on the cars anymore that they're trying to turn. They're so bright. And then they make the brake lights so tiny you can't even see them. They ought to be some standard sizes they have to be and standard brightnesses.
People that put those blackout covers over them, it's like, man, it's really hard to see them then.
You can't stop stupid, but you can try to do something with the rest of the industry that just keeps getting brighter and brighter on the headlights.
Are safer, but you got more accidents.
Susan doing with her retirement since she quit working?
She's been cleaning out, you know, throwing things away and trying to get her house straightened out and getting rid of a lot of the clutter and everything and just chilling out. She thought about going back to work, you know. I mean, if the right part-time job came along, she probably would. She looked at, they were hiring somebody over at the Hallmark store, but it was weekends and every holiday, and that's not happening. KN4 TFW.
The high school employees back, and now they don't want to work.
Only like, you know, four hours a shift or whatever, but it's only like $8.50 an hour, and she's making $15 just cashiering.
Something to occupy her time. Radio and start radioing with you.
Man. You guys might be in line to pick up a little bit of frozen precipitation Sunday evening.
I'm done. I've had enough.
See any salt?
Found any yet, but I haven't looked because I've been sick. Yesterday was the first day I left the house since last Saturday.
You're feeling better. You might find some over there towards Charlotte since you headed that way.
But again, I'm getting ready to lose the repeater. I'm going into the black hole up here in Hendersonville, so I'm either going to have to jump over to 285 or call it a day. KO4HKX.
Sorry, Patrick. You have a good one and tell Miss Elise that hey. We'll catch you maybe back on Monday. KN4CFW.
3 Ken, have a great day. Be careful out there. KO4HK. Clear.